Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The back alley of abortion operating today inside so-called legal abortion clinics.
What I think makes evolutionary theory bad science today is we're not allowing an honest testing of it.
If you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory.
I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy.
Latin teachers and future seminarians, love, issues, etc. Pater Noster, quias in caelis, sanctificat or nomen tuum.
There are certain impulses that are almost irresistible when a new year rolls around. It's not just a tendency to say, look, I got to look back up the old year and ahead to the new year and set a few resolutions. I've never been a big New Year's resolution kind of a person, mostly because it's a fairly failed enterprise. If you want to do that, that's great. Another impulse that many Christians find almost irresistible at the time of the new year, to make predictions. And if you are of that bent in American evangelicalism, where your pastor's not just a pastor, but also a prophet, you expect him to tell you what's going to happen in the next year. What good is a prophet if he can't make a few New Year's prophecies? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Friday afternoon, the 6th of January. Pastor Chris Roseborough will join us for This Week in Pop American Christianity. New Year's prophecies will be the subject. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've got 5 soundbites, the top vote getters from Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in 2016. We're going to play all 5 of those soundbites for you, and your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. The best vote will get not only the LPR bundle package, but all of the Issues Etc. books of the month from 2016. You can vote by giving us a call when the time comes, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet, @issuesetc. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Why are New Year's prophecies so very important to charismatics and evangelicalism?
Well, they actually believe that Scripture teaches that God will do nothing in the earth without first revealing it to the prophets. And so prophecies of this nature, they consider to be a vital part of the church in order to shore up faith, in order to create, you know, have evidence for the existence of God, and to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit in a way that would cause unbelievers to say, God must be there, because clearly the only explanation for the prophet's ability to see the future is that God revealed it to them. So that's really kind of what's going on behind the reasons why. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to actually let somebody in the charismatic movement kind of explain it herself. Our first soundbite is from a Periscope and YouTube prophetess by the name of JoLynn Whitaker, and she explains why this is so important in charismatic theology.
I have been anticipating this broadcast. I've been praying over this broadcast. I've been praying over the prophecies that the Lord gave me several weeks ago, as a matter of fact. For literally for several weeks, I have been recording these words. For several weeks, I have been receiving these words. They have come to me via download. They've come to me via revelation. They have come to me as I've been reading my Bible. The word would literally just come alive for me, and the Lord would begin to reveal things and minister minister things to me. Some things were given to me in dreams. Some things were given to me in visions. But this is the word of the Lord for 2017. It is everything to do with showing you that the Lord is not a man that he should lie. It's everything to do with showing you that the Lord cares about it. You know, Psalm 103 is one of my favorite psalms, and it goes on to really just outline the benefits of the Lord, and it outlines all of the things that the Lord does for us and the gifts that he provides for us because he loves us, because he cares for us. And one of those things is that he will tell us things before they happen. He will give us the heads up. Number one, because he really does care about us, and he wants to give us information before things happen. He wants to give us a heads up. He wants to give us a warning. And it is going to be a heads up and a warning. But then on the flip side of that, he really likes to show himself mighty, and he deserves to. We live in a world where people question God. They question the reality of God. But my God, when you hear a prophetic word that goes out months and months in advance, and then it comes to pass exactly like God said, that does everything to renew your faith. That does everything to stir up your faith. My God, that's when you know that God is real. He truly is speaking to you, and you can believe like never before. So that is what we are doing on tonight.
What did she say there, Chris?
Well, she basically said that, you know, this somehow ability to foresee the future is somehow proof and evidence of the existence of God and that God is speaking to you. Now, in one sense, she's right that God does tell us what is coming and has warned us ahead of time. And I think it's fascinating when you read the Olivet Discourse and other portions of the epistles pertaining to the end of time that we are specifically warned of the rise and proliferation of false Christs and false prophets who will deceive, if possible, even the elect. And so, you know, Christ has warned us ahead of time, but the irony here is that he's warned us about the type of people that we're going to be listening to, as well as Jo Lynn Whitaker, who we just listened to. The ultimate proof of God's existence, if you really want to talk about evidences, is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The miracles that we point to are the miracles performed by Christ and the apostles. And the church has gone, literally, 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years, without any living apostles or prophets on the earth, and seems to have done just fine. But it's really within the last 100 years, with the rise of the Pentecostal movement and the rise of the charismatic movement concurrent with it, that we have the rise of all of these people claiming to be receiving words from God. But the problem is that for all of its ability to supposedly show and give us evidence of God's existence, what it instead shows is that there's a real problem here, because none of these words that these prophets and prophetesses are receiving actually concur with each other. There's no uniformity to this, and the next sound bites will kind of bear that out. But you know, let's kind of pause and, you know, regroup here before we dive into that.
Well, I do have a question, because you said how the church has gotten along without these New Year's prophecies or the prophecies that come throughout the course of the year. Is it precisely because the charismatic church has turned its focus away from the miracles of Christ as recorded in Scripture, the death and resurrection of Jesus as the primary thing, that they seek these other things?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Although they give lip service to the importance of Scripture, they literally speak of Scripture in a way as if it is somehow kind of an old and stale and, you know, revelation, and that, you know, really what we need is fresh revelation from God, not the old words that God has spoken 2,000 years ago. We need, you know, God apparently has got to speak to us in our current times, in our current situation, you know, regarding current events. And the presupposition is off, and nowhere in Scripture are we promised such things.
What is the next thing, next example you have for us, Chris?
All right, so we're gonna do a little bit of a sampling. We're gonna listen to, you know, and I'm not joking when I tell you this, Todd. I literally have watched over 70 different prophets and their claims regarding what the word of the Lord is for 2017, and I can't get any of them to agree. But we're gonna go with a notable person next, and that is the Apostle Cindy Jacobs of the Generals International. She sits on the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, and this is her revealing what God apparently has revealed to them about what the word of the Lord is for 2017.
Hello, I'm very excited to be able to present to you a compilation report of the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, ACPE. Some of you may not be familiar what this group is, but we have been meeting since 1999. We first met in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And every year since then, we have gathered with a group of prophets to get the word of the Lord for the year. These are very seasoned prophetic elders. In this compilation report, we have agreed to these different words, and not one prophet is going to put their name on any part of the word, although we might issue individually what we've received. But this is something the Holy Spirit has spoken to us. And so the word of the Lord for 2017 is the breakthrough year. Very exciting. Many times we've had words that were not so exciting, kind of where we felt more like prophets of doom and gloom, and not that things are not difficult still happening around the world. I also want to say, as I'm sharing this breakthrough word, that many times the prophetic word, as you know, is not limited to what we know as a chronological year, but it can extend beyond that. The scripture is Micah 2:13 that we have chosen. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord as their head. The number 17 is very unique. As you know, that each number in scripture has a symbolism. It symbolizes overcoming the enemy, complete victory. I want to tell you some good news. It is time for the breakthrough for victory in your life.
I don't know how many times we've heard people promise a breakthrough year, and I think even Joel Osteen has a whole book about that. But I want to come back to that number 17. Where did that come from?
Well, she's basically trying to look in the Bible to find where the instances of the number 17 have shown up and use it, and I make this point. She uses this in much the same way an astrologer would use one of the astrological signs. And so apparently we're under the number 17, and so that's significant of these particular type of breakthrough events in the Bible. Therefore, 2017 is going to be a breakthrough year because the number 17 is like that. But this is the same thing as saying, well, this child was born in the month of May, therefore, you know, they were born under the sign of Taurus, so they're going to be a strong-headed and bold leader and things like that. It's just, it's absolute nonsense on its face. And it literally follows the same methodology that you see being done in astrology. And so, I mean, there's, and not only that, she even twisted Micah chapter 2, which the portion she read is actually a messianic prophecy regarding the end of days. And, I mean, if the Holy Spirit was actually speaking to them, I'm pretty sure the first thing he would say to them, they need to repent for their Bible twisting, but that's a different story altogether. So apparently the word of the Lord is breakthrough, and okay, at least that's what the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders says.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We'll have some more examples of New Year's prophecies this week in Pop American Christianity with him on this Friday, January the 6th. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Mount Zion Lutheran Church in Greenfield, Wisconsin, is a congregation of those gathered by the Spirit of the Lord around His saving word and sacraments. At the center of our life together is the divine service of the risen Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain, who takes away the sin of the world. If you are in the Milwaukee area, we invite you to share with us in our Lord's gifts of forgiveness and new life. Services are on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m. For more information, visit our website at mountziongreenfield.org.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
For this child, you know, people can say, well, it doesn't have memory, it doesn't have consciousness, it doesn't have intelligence, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. But what it has is the will to live. And that is what you're taking away. You're taking away the only thing that an unborn human being has.
It's not how I feel at this given moment. Who I am is a child of God, even if I don't feel it.
Missouri Synod pastors who are fans of the world champion Chicago Cubs love listening to Issues Etc.
So when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment. So there's not much else that you'd need to say.
We have whole generations growing up that have never been in the liturgy. And that means that they simply don't know these great hymns and songs and Bible passages.
In about 15 minutes, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. There's a taste of the five soundbites we'll be listening to. And you'll be voting on your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package and all 12 Issues Etc. books of the month from 2016. That goes to the best vote during our Issues Etc. soundbite of the year in the last half hour of the program. Pastor Chris Rosebro is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about New Year's prophecies. What's up next, Chris?
All right, we're going to listen to YouTube prophetess. She's kind of an up-and-comer. She's a young lady. Her name is Kay Nash. And we're going to hear as she explains to us how apparently the Lord revealed to her what the word of the Lord for 2017 is.
I'm Kay Nash, and it's time to talk about what's the prophetic word for 2017. Well, there's a lot to say, and a lot of it happened right where I'm sitting right now when the Lord kind of downloaded to me the word from God. Okay, but I was here in the prayer closet, and I was just praying to the Lord, and I felt in my spirit that song from Jesus Culture, or I think there's a Hillsong version as well, where it says, "Fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we pray." That song? I was feeling that in my spirit when I was praying, and I didn't really know where the Lord was going with it. And then outside this window right next to me, I heard this bang, 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 and I'm like, what is that? And at this time, it's pretty late at night. Ryan was at work, and it was late, and I don't know, it's probably like 11 o'clock or something like that, and I was just kind of like, I don't know what that is, and I'm home alone. So I'm kind of freaking out because the Lord was talking about fire falling down, and I'm like, what's happening right now? So anyway, I walk outside, and I'm just kind of looking at it, and I'm like, I don't really see anything. But then in the distance, after a couple times of checking outside, I see these fireworks going off in the distance. and this is December. This is not something that happened on 4th of July. This is December. And I was kind of like, why would someone be setting off fireworks in the middle of December? Like, nothing's going on right now. Especially in Altamont Springs, like, what is really going on? But I felt the Lord highlight the word fireworks to me, and I felt the Holy Spirit on that word. Anyway, so I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to say, or what do you want me to know about fireworks? And he gave me this phrase in the prayer closet. Though firework prophets are coming, they will light up the sky, they will be explosive when they go off. It takes fire for them to shine. This will be a season for my prophets of fire. They need dark to really light up. You do not send off a firework in the day, but in the dark. Their light will be seen in the darkness that has become the world. Keep shining, firework prophets, keep shining.
All right, can you just walk us through? She had a lot to say that ended up just kind of being a Katy Perry song, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, so apparently the word of the Lord for 2017 is fireworks. But I want you to note this, and that is that the method by which she arrived at the claim that this is what the word of the Lord is involved something that Scripture forbids. And what she engaged in is called the reading of omens or the interpreting of omens. And so she took some events kind of linked together out there in the atmosphere. You know, fireworks were going off. She had the song running through her head as an earworm kind of thing. And she connected the two and interpreted it spiritually, which is the reading of omens part, and then claimed that the Holy Spirit highlighted the word fireworks and then went on to give an entire prophetic word, which I don't know how you even apply such a thing to your life, or yet alone claim that it was fulfilled. But the whole thing is just fraught with error from beginning to end. And she's, by engaging in this, she's chasing after all of these little signs and things, these little omens that she's reading, while ignoring the written word of God, where God has actually spoken. And that's one of the big error here is that like I said, although these people, they give lip service to the Bible being the word of God, they really despise it, and at the end of the day, they end up saying nothing biblically significant. They don't call people to repentance and faith. This has nothing to do with what Christ has commanded to be taught when it comes to making disciples of all nations. This is a big demonic deception that we're engaging in. And lest you think that, well, Kay Nash, she's a young lady, she's an up-and-comer, I mean, she isn't seasoned like Cindy Jacobs. The next soundbite is actually from Jennifer LeClaire, who is the editor-in-chief of Charisma Magazine, and her revelation for what the word of the Lord is. And I think it's important to note the parallel regarding the methodology for how she arrived at this claim that this is the word of the Lord.
Hey guys, Jennifer LeClaire here. Good to see you all signing on. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. You know, the Lord did give me the word about this being a time when the Lord was releasing the angels of abundant harvest. And that is absolutely true. I'm seeing that in my life. But I want to tell you a secondary word the Lord spoke to my heart. I was driving up to Orlando to visit my parents for Christmas. And during that time, I was praying in the spirit, because I like to do that when I'm traveling, when I'm in the car for long periods of time. I like to pray in the spirit and just stay focused and listen to what he's saying. It's a good opportunity. And so I'm driving along the turnpike in Florida, and I hear the Holy Spirit say, "Next." And I'm like, okay, what do you mean? Next what? You know, what are you trying to say? And many times, see, when you hear the Spirit of God speaking, he'll just drop a word in your spirit. He'll just drop a word, and he wants you to search it out. He wants you to seek. He wants you to ask him for more. And so I just said, "Lord, what are you saying? What do you mean next?" And so at the next rest stop, I went ahead and looked it up in the dictionary. I thought, well, maybe I'll get some revelation from Brother Webster, you know, Noah Webster's dictionary. He was a Christian, and maybe many times you'll see spirit spiritual meanings to things. I thought, well, it's worth a shot. I'm not hearing anything else. And in the dictionary, it just said next means adjacent. I'm like, well, that's not spiritual at all. So I began to pray in the Holy Spirit more. I looked in the Bible for next, nothing of great revelation there. And I just kept pressing and pressing and praying in tongues. And the Holy Spirit told me three things. Listen now. Listen now. He said, it's the year of the next. He said, next level assignments, next level warfare. I know you're not going to like that too much, but it's okay, because when you win the war, you get the spoil. So it's next level assignments, next level warfare, and next level blessings.
Okay. She checked the dictionary.
Yes.
She checked the Bible. Then what did she do?
And she couldn't figure out what it meant, but then kind of went with whatever the revelation that she claimed was going on in her head to reveal the word of the Lord for 2017, which is next. And so you'll notice here, Todd, Cindy Jacobs in the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders says it's breakthrough. Kay Nash says it's fireworks. Jennifer LeClaire says it's next. I've got other prophets saying that it's provision, that it's abundance, that it's grow. There's no consistency across the board when it comes to what apparently the Holy Spirit is saying the word of the Lord is for 2017, which kind of begs the question. If the whole purpose of these prophecies is to bolster somebody's faith and to give evidence that God is among us and speaking to us, why is it that none of these words are the same, that all of these words are different, and there's no uniformity to the message that they claim is the word of the Lord for 2017? I think the obvious answer is that the Holy Spirit isn't speaking to any of these people. God has already spoken in his word, and all of this stuff are false prophecies and false words literally designed to deceive and to take our eyes off of Christ and the written word of God and chase after all of these deceiving spirits that are speaking to these people and lead us away from Christ. I mean, that's the only explanation that I can come up with that makes any sense at all biblically.
Well, Chris, with about 30 seconds here, I do note that they all have one thing in common, though, and that is they're all so general that if I want to, I can apply it to my life and it'll work out just fine. I can find some way to find either next or fireworks or something in this coming year. Is that a problem?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's nothing specific here. It's not like they're saying, the Lord has revealed that on April 7th, 2017, that Syria will attack China and be victorious or something like that. They don't give prophecies like that. These are kind of one-size-fits-all, very elastic, very vague so-called prophecies, and there's no way to prove or disprove them, which is kind of bizarre, because when you read the scriptures, the prophecies given by the real prophets are very specific, so much so that you can tell that they've been fulfilled, and decisively so, especially in regards to Jesus Christ and his first advent as well as his second advent. And so these people have nothing whatsoever in common with the biblical prophets. Instead, they have everything in common with the false prophets that Scripture warns us about. And I would point people to one of the true prophets, Jeremiah, in chapter 23, where he talks about this type of false prophet. And if they don't repent, what their fate is, it's not a good one. They will come under the judgment of God, because they are literally taking God's name in vain and blaspheming in the name of God, telling them false words that God did not give them to give. And that's a very, very scary thing, because when you sin against God in this way, who's going to mediate between you and God?
Chris, what are you going to be talking about? More of these New Year's prophecies on Fighting for the Faith tonight?
Yeah, we're going to dive into these today and try to just randomly start picking through some of them to see if we can make any sense of any of this as a way of, you know, warning people. These people are not hearing from God the Holy Spirit. And if you go to a church where somebody's claiming that they're receiving prophetic words for, you know, the Jewish New Year or the calendar New Year, you need to flee. You need to get out of there because they're going to be pointing you away from the written word of God and away from Christ. You're in a very, very dangerous church if you're attending a church like that.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith in a half hour right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, well, all through the year of 2016 and before, of course, we've been playing as often as we can on Fridays, Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And as often as we can in the first week back in January of the new year, we like to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. So we've taken the top vote getters from 2016, five of them. We're going to play them for you, and then your vote will decide which will be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Stay tuned. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300: Trinity Lutheran, Brooklyn, New York; Hope Lutheran, Birmingham, Alabama; Our Savior Lutheran, Paradise, California; St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan; Peace with Christ Lutheran, Fort Collins, Colorado; Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran, Kimberling City, Missouri; The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Salinas, California; St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin; and St. John's Lutheran, Colton, California. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org and click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Come listen to Drs. Alvin Schmidt and Roland Elke at the 3rd Annual Concordia Apologetics Conference, Cultures in Collision, Faith and a Fractured World, this March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can register online at www.cuw.edu/apologetics or call 262-243-4343. That's the Concordia Apologetics Conference, March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as Confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a Confessional Lutheran. The CLCC.org.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office. 314-416-8117.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.